There's a bit of a bizarre situation in which we are being told that a free flight with the airline Flybe actually can cost more than one that you would pay for. Brian's on the line. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Now, just to set this out, so Flybe, the company which flies obviously from Belfast City Airport, they've got a reward scheme called Rewards for All. And what you do is you build up points. You can build up those points either through flying quite frequently or indeed getting a credit card. And once you build up enough points, you allegedly get a free flight, right? So that's how the story goes. The only problem is the free flights that Flybe are giving can, in some circumstances, end up actually costing you more than one that a stranger walking in the door would pay for. Now, explain to me, Brian, what's happened to you?
One of those was, Stephen, as you know, a lot of these people, they walk about the airport and they offer you different free offers. So I was offered a credit card. And if you take a credit card, they tell you that they'll give you a free flight. And with this free flight on the credit card, if you spend, you earn points to get more free flights. So I've accumulated over a year or so by using the credit card to get enough for two return free flights. So, well, I'll bring my daughter over, who's over living in England, and I'll fly her back to Northern Ireland for here in the summer. So I'm booking this flight for long enough away. It's not even as if it's for next week where it's more expensive. It's a few months away. So I went onto the website and typed in all the details for the flight. And it was, I think it was £90. I thought, I should use my free points and get my daughter here and save myself the £90. So, went back in, put all my Rewards for All details in.
So what you then, sorry, Brian, so what you then thought you would be left to pay for if you go for your Rewards for All free flight, that you would have to pay just the taxes and charges, right?
Exactly, which would be, I thought, minimal. Or I might even be lucky and get a full free flight. So I put all the details in for the Rewards for All, same airport destination, same time, exact same flight, only this time instead of being £90, it was £114. How can it be free? Plus it was costing me 16 points of the points that I'd accumulated. How can that be free? It's more expensive. So we did this again with Vinny the other day, just to check my story out, and we did it for... It was great. It was April Fool's Day. So we did. And same thing, a flight coming from Belfast to England and from England back to Belfast. And the Rewards for All flight, again, was more expensive.
So on occasions, and it is only some occasions, but on some occasions, when you avail of Flybe's special loyalty scheme, they charge you more.
Well, it's not really a loyalty scheme anymore, is it? Because they're not being loyal to you. They tell you that they're going to give you these free things or give you discounts, and instead they charge you more. So,
how do you feel about this, Brian?
I'm disgusted. I'm absolutely disgusted. How can this be a free offer? Now, I sort of thought, could this only be me? Is it me doing this?
Well, and as you say, Vinny has been... I'm surprised we even got Vinny into work this week. No. He's been checking things out.
Yes.
So just go through this for us. You priced a certain...
Yes, on Tuesday I thought I was going to price four flights, all from Belfast City, all for the same date. So departing on the 1st of April, back on the 8th. And these are all flights for the exact same time. So
leaving
same
on April Fool's Day.
Leaving on April Fool's Day. I thought it was not too far away in the future. So we priced one from Belfast City to Edinburgh. Now, if you book this just outright, it was £74.39. But if you decide to use your points, it'll cost you 16 points and £85.65.
So the special reward
is about
for
£10.
Being a loyal customer of Flybe is that they stick another 11 quid onto it.
About that. And then I thought, well, let's keep trying. Let's check another one. So I tried Belfast City to Glasgow. Same date, same times. If you book and pay straight out with money, it's at £71.19.
And if you use your special loyalty card...
And if you use your loyalty card, it'll cost you 16 points and £85.54.
So another 14 quid for
another
being loyal.
14 for that one. But let's try another one. So I thought, let's say we're going to go to Birmingham instead. Same date, same time. If you pay normal, it's £71.45. And if you pay with your rewards points, it's 16 points and £87.22. And I thought, well, let's just try one more just so we're sure. So I tried four flights and I thought, let's go Belfast to Manchester. It was £80.01 if you paid normally, but if you wanted to use your points, it's 16 points and £85.84. So all four flights were more expensive when I priced them on Tuesday, if you used your points.
Brian?
It's a complete and utter joke. I mean, how the Flybe expect customers to stay with them and be loyal when all they're doing is charging them more money than a normal customer who might only use them once every 5 years? I mean, in Northern Ireland here, we have little enough airlines flying out of Northern Ireland that we don't have the competition, really. And is this Flybe's way of saying, well, we don't care about you as a customer, really. We just want your money.
Well, no. Flybe have sent a statement through to us. They say to keep prices as low and competitive as possible for Northern Ireland passengers, Flybe frequently offers flights at zero fare and also subsidises on its customers' behalf a high proportion of the taxes and charges payable to government and the airport respectively for flying from Belfast City Airport. As a result, says Flybe, a significant percentage of flights available for booking online to and from Belfast City Airport, most specifically, are often lower in price than if being booked and redeemed with rewards for all points, under which scheme only the fare is subsidised. Now, you see, within that statement is another story in itself. And let me just point out to you the other story in itself. It says, and let me just read the second line again. Flybe said in their statement, a significant percentage of flights available for booking online to and from Belfast City Airport, most specifically. And it was the most specifically that kind of got our ears pricked up. And Vinny,
yes?
When you were talking to a representative for Flybe,
mm-hmm.
and you said, well, look, well, you know, why Belfast City Airport most specifically? What did they say?
They said to me that Belfast City is one of the most expensive airports in the UK to fly in and out of.
In terms of charges?
Yes. So these are the charges that the airport will apply to your fare.
So in Northern Ireland, it's not like you're worthwhile having this reward for all scheme.
No.
That's like Tesco's charging you for using their point system.
Now, that is interesting in itself, and it's a story in itself. Belfast City Airport, according to a representative who were talking to the Nolan Show on behalf of Flybe, has told us that Belfast City Airport is one of the most expensive airports to fly in and out of. And obviously what we're going to do, Chrissy's downstairs in the Nolan office today, we're going to get Chrissy to get on to Belfast City Airport, which is clearly different, separate from Flybe, the airline. The airline uses the city airport, and ask them, well, why on earth would Belfast City Airport not be akin to all of the other airports throughout the UK? Why would it be one of the most expensive? Which is interesting in itself. So what are you going to do, Brian?
Well, I'm going to try and book with another airline. It's simple. I mean, although Flybe are quite close to where my daughter lives, her living in Derby, East Midlands Airport, but it's just as easy to get a train to Liverpool and fly with one of the other low-cost airlines. I'm discussing with Flybe, and I certainly won't be using the rewards for our scheme. And at the moment, I'm about to cut up their credit card as well. I'll pay the credit card off what I owe, a few pounds on it, and I'll get rid of it because it's worthless. It's not even worth the bit of plastic that Flybe's name's on.
The other issue, by the way, is that in 2010, a few years ago, we had a very similar story, a very similar caller. And we contacted Flybe. Do you want to hear the statement, Brian, they sent us in 2010?
Yes, please.
It says that Flybe will be addressing the perceived inconsistency with certain rewards for all redemptions on a small number of routes to ensure that no members will in future feel they are not receiving true value for their loyalty. So they said they'd address it back in 2010. Here we are, the guts of 3 years later.
Still not addressed? Maybe they're busy.
Here's Brendan. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
What are your thoughts?
Well, I fly out of the city airport every single week with Flybe. I've got over 100 points. That's enough for 12 flights. And I've been trying now several times, and every single time that I try and book a free flight, it ends up much more expensive. Eventually, this week, I just rang them, and they said to me that the reason for it is that the tax is not discounted by them. Now, I don't understand how you can have higher tax on a lower figure. How can you have higher tax on a zero figure than you have? If you've got a £16 flight and they tax you on that flight, how is that more expensive than a zero flight?
Well, I don't understand either. Well, what they have said in their statement, Brendan, is that they are subsidising essentially the taxes and the charges for the airport. That they subsidise those. But on these free flights, clearly they don't.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, when you look at their ads, and their ads are all over the place saying free flights, rewards for all, the best flight reward programme in the country, in the UK or whatever. When you look at that, you think to yourself, well, that's all very well, but actually the reality is it isn't. So is that not misleading?
Well, I will point out to you that there are other flights
I'm looking at other flights now.
There are other flights within the Flybe network where the Rewards for All scheme is cheaper than if you were going as a stranger booking online. But it is not always the case. And, you heard there, we were able to read, what was it, four. You know, if you look at Edinburgh, when Vinny says he was pricing leaving April Fool's Day, coming back the 8th, Edinburgh was more expensive, Glasgow was more expensive, these all from Belfast City Airport, Birmingham more expensive, Manchester more expensive.
And add into that Gatwick. I mean, I was looking this week because my wife and mother-in-law are coming over in August, so we're looking at the end of August, we're looking at two people who can fly any day of the week on any flight. We tried 4, 5, 6 flights, and in each occasion it was £34 more expensive with the points.
What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I'll look at alternatives. There's an alternative out of Belfast City Airport every week anyway into Gatwick, and I just think, well, why not?
They promised they'd address it a couple of years ago.
But, well, the prices are around about the same, and it just feels like they're cheating. And I don't like that.
Well, now that's a strong word, isn't it?
And
I you feel how you feel. Flybe are pointing out in their statement that over 14,000 Rewards for All passengers have redeemed flights to and from Belfast City Airport over the past 4 years. Of course, of those 14,000 passengers, some of them might not actually know that they have paid more than they had to just for being a loyal customer. They might not have done the comparison. That's the other bit of this story.
Well, that's what happened to me, because I discovered it by accident about 8 or 9 months ago, because I went to book some flights using points. And my wife had already looked at them, and she said, wait a minute, you're paying more than I am. So it was just a complete accident that I found out.
What would you say to Flybe this morning, Brendan?
Sort it out. You know, treat your customers with a bit of fairness. Let them find the flights that are free, and don't charge them more than you need to.
Brian, are you still there?
I think Flybe should really look at their prices and reward the customers the way they should do. Our way they said they will do. It's not that we're looking at anything for nothing, but whenever you take up a loyalty card, now you're being loyal to that firm. What you're saying is, okay, I'll not use the other low-cost airline who flies to the same destination as you do. As a loyal customer, I'll stick with you. Even if it's maybe a pound dearer, I'll stick with you, because at the end of the day, we're being loyal to you. We're going to gather these points up, and you're going to be loyal to us back. So they are down the line when we've gathered enough points up to get this free flight. So for loyalty to Flybe, it means nothing.
Some of this seems to be coming down, it would seem, to this kind of backstory that has been suggested to us, that the charges that Belfast City Airport are imposing are more expensive than other airports, than the majority of other airports. And that's certainly a story I want to dig into. We asked Flybe, why have Flybe not been able to negotiate on behalf of customers the same airport charges for Belfast City Airport as with other airports within the UK? Here's what they said back. Airport charges are commercially confidential between airline and airport. Full stop, end of.
See, I would have thought the international airport may have been more expensive. Is that not why Ryanair pulled out and they wouldn't go to the international? Because the international airport charges were more expensive. That's why they didn't want to go there. So I would have thought, I mean, the city airport was cheaper in Northern Ireland.
Now, there's another story here. Okay, you ready for this, Brendan?
Yep.
When you go into Belfast City Airport, the kiosks, do you know the automated kiosks where you can stick your credit card in, your passport in, and book your flight?
Yeah.
Well, it would seem that for quite a considerable time now, Flybe have been charging passengers leaving from Belfast City Airport, when you put your credit card in, and you're automatically awarded you're automatically appointed a seat. In other words, if you're given seat 4C or seat 10C, and let's say you want to change from an aisle to a window seat, well, what that kiosk says is there will be a charge to change seat, all right? And you might be thinking to yourself, Brendan and Brian, you might be thinking to yourself, well, look, lots of these airlines charge. Here's where another twist in this story is. We have established that Flybe have been charging Belfast customers for changing seats, but they haven't been charging customers in some other places in the UK. In other words, if you're in Manchester, if you're flying from Belfast to Manchester and you want to change a seat, they will charge you for changing the seat. If you're flying from Manchester to Belfast, and if you're English and you're walking into Manchester Airport, they will not charge you for changing that seat.
I know that recently in Gatwick they weren't charging for changing seats. The last time that I tried to change a seat in Gatwick, I wasn't charged. And I also know that every time I go into Belfast, if I want to change the seat, it comes up as there's a charge. But it's the same thing with their website. Unless you're really, really, really clever, you end up with loads of baggage and seats and insurance and a text message charge and all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, when you're booking online, it's a bit of a minefield. You really got to work hard at making sure that you only get what you want, which is a flight.
It wouldn't be fair for me, by the way, to say if you're English. It wouldn't matter if you're Northern Irish as well. If you're flying back from Manchester, you would get a free. But the point is, again, why is there an extra charge imposed at Belfast City Airport? Why is Flybe imposing that extra charge at Belfast City Airport and not imposing that charge to other customers in some airports in the UK? We went to Flybe about this as well, and they came back with a statement. They said Flybe has always allocated seats free of charge to its passengers. A charge is only applied if a passenger wishes to pre-select a specific seat online. In a bid to offer consistency with the online process, Flybe mirrored this at the customer service kiosks it owned with a view to also rolling this out to those kiosks which are owned by individual airports such as Manchester. However, as this cannot be implemented consistently across the network, Flybe has taken the decision to revert to the original process. This will include the kiosks at Belfast City Airport. Can I shorthand that for you, right? Here's what they're essentially saying. They're going to retract charging passengers from Belfast. Now, they claim that they have rolled back in that before we got in touch with them. But, of course, we only publicly know after the Nolan Show got in touch with them. And Brendan and Brian, there's been a little bit of no comment from Flybe, because here's the key question I put to them. They have been charging Belfast customers and not charging customers at other airports. Are they prepared to make refunds to the customers in Belfast? No comment from Flybe. When we asked,
you're just going around embarrassing people again, aren't you?
When we asked, has any other airport in the UK within the Flybe network been charged, or is it only Belfast City Airport customers? No comment. Which other airports had the same charges applied? No comment. Why was the charging policy changed? On what date was it changed? No comment.
Well,
it's the same old thing.
Well done.
Even the Northern Ireland customers get a raw deal. I mean, it seems we get a raw deal in everything. I mean, we pay the most in Europe for fuel. So, I mean, or in the UK anyway. I mean, Northern Ireland customers just get a raw deal.
Well, I think I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I think it's just a question of, let's have a level playing field. Let's all know what it is we're getting into before we get into it. Let's not have a situation where you're tricked or you can't work the system properly and you end up paying more than you should or more than you want to. You know, that everybody understands what the deal is.
Okay.
But if you're saying you've got free flights and you haven't got free flights, then that doesn't seem quite fair.